Good morning. Our question today is, if we have two sisters, one younger and one older, and the younger one has a shidduch, she's gotten engaged, but the older one has unfortunately not, is it permitted for the younger one to move forward and get married despite the fact that she would be getting married before an older sibling? So the Shu'at Chelkas Yaakov was asked this question, and he brings as follows. Indeed, we have to be careful about this halacha that we learn. Lavan tells us, lo yaseh chen b'mkomeinu, you have to marry in age order, oldest to youngest. And in fact, the Rabbeinu Tam, and that's brought in the Rosh, and the Tur, and the Rashbam, and the Bach, and the Shach, all say we need to be careful about these halachas. Nonetheless, the Chelkas Yaakov tells us, im nishtat chav kfar, if they have found the shidduch. Nowadays, we would say they've gotten engaged. Tanayim, whatever it is that they have made that decision that they are going to get married, v'yesh b'neim kfar kirvus, and in addition, they have some emotional attachment one to the other, kenahug b'zman hazeh, is customarily done when people are dating and then they get engaged, and there is that emotional connection between them, and accordingly, if we tell them to wait until the older sibling finds the shidduch, v'yishlachish lachush l'yisurim, we have to be concerned that isurim will happen between the two who are engaged earlier if you wait too long. So we see here that the Chelkas Yaakov says, despite the fact that this is an important halacha that we have to adhere to, but if there was already a shidduch for the younger one and they have gotten engaged, then we are lenient and permit them to get married despite the older sibling being married thereafter. There's an interesting letter from the Chasam Sofer in the Igra Sofrim. Then the Chasam Sofer writes about his own daughter having gotten engaged before his own son, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was older, and the younger daughter got engaged, had her shidduch, found the right person before the older son. And the Chasam Sofer writes as follows, V'hayosh kashe alai me'od. It's very difficult for me, the situation, la'avor al-dvar ha-mefurash b'torah b'fei Rosh Rashi, to violate what is explicit in a Pirush of Rashi on the Torah and Parshas Maaseh al Benot Slavchad, that Benot Slavchad, indeed, they got married in chronological order, oldest to youngest. So here we have the Chasam Sofer saying, how can I violate this Rashi and this concept of marrying off a younger sibling before an older sibling? Here it's not a sibling, here it's his children marrying off a younger child before an older child, the younger daughter before his son. And he says, accordingly, if my daughter, the younger daughter, and her husband agree to extend their engagement period up until 2 years, I'm not going to be makbid about that. In other words, he's kind of saying he'd be happy about it, because he says, Karov Levadai, because it's almost a certainty that my son in that time period will meet his shidduch Amir Tzashem and he'll get married within the year. And accordingly, he says, Al Kain Ein Kepeda, I'm not going to be makbid, there shouldn't be no problem. Im Yis Acher Zman Nisui Abasketzad, if they push off, my daughter pushes off her marriage. So we see here, interestingly, apparently, that the Chasam Sofer was not makbid about their getting engaged, the shidduch happening, but he would prefer that they extend the shidduch period and not get married while the son, up until 2 years, while the son was still looking for his shidduch. The Tshuvas Tzur Yaakov was asked a similar question. How about if the shidduchin was already happened with the younger sibling? Then he says, if that already happened, we can be lenient, but he calls it as nishtadcha be'isser, that they got engaged in an be'isr, prohibited, meaning if they already got engaged, b'di'evid, you can move forward with the marriage, but they should not have gotten engaged to start with. So those are three interesting views. The Chelkas Yaakov saying, once you've gotten engaged, you can get married. The Chasam Sofer saying, you've gotten engaged, that's okay, but prefer to push off the wedding to give the older spouse, the older sibling, more time to find his shidduch, and the Tzur Yaakov agreeing with that, but saying, but ideally they shouldn't have gotten engaged with to start with. And Amir Jassem, we will continue with a totally different view of this issue tomorrow with the opinion of the Igras Moshe. Have a wonderful day.